I think the thing that most significantly points out the difference between Americans and other people is the ability of we Americans to laugh at ourselves. At one time or another, just about every section of our citizenry has been the object of good-natured ribbing. This week's play takes a good-natured poke at our politicians, who are, as always, legitimate prey in the writer's search for humor. Our star has made Broadway laugh in Room Service, Brother Rat, Boy from Syracuse, and many, many others. You've also seen him, I'm sure, in many films, several of them having been comedies which have become movie classics. So it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce an American who can not only laugh at himself, but who can make others laugh with him, Mr. Eddie Albert.
We're on the air, Eddie. Eddie, our audience is waiting to say hello to you.
Hello, hello.
We'll bring Eddie back for a curtain call after the play. But now, here is our announcer with the slogan that's easy to remember. Curtain is up, and here is the play.
Elliot Whittlesey, are you still in that shower?
Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, members of the 80th Congress, and my fellow citizens of the nationwide radio audience, as President of the United States, representing the people of our great republic, I come before you with a message of hope. A message of reassurance.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. President. I do hate to interrupt you, but we have a visitor.
Someone to see me, Irma? Who?
Mayor Mitchell of the city of Middletown would like to pay his respects to Elliot Whittlesey, the President of the United States.
Oh, Irma, I'm not really president.
You couldn't have detected the difference from the living room.
Oh, you don't mean Mayor Mitchell heard my address to the joint session of Congress all the way downstairs?
Every word of it.
Oh, dear. That's very embarrassing. Hey, it'll be hard to explain. I just sort of make speeches in the shower, like other people sing in a bathtub. I really am embarrassed, Irma.
Oh, you have no reason to be, Elliot.
Oh?
Why, in all our married life, I've never heard you more eloquent.
Well, I thought it was rather good, too. Of course, you did interrupt it just as I was getting to the vital spot. Irma, you wouldn't want me to go back into the shower and finish it quietly so you could hear how I planned to tell the Congress the way...
No, I wouldn't.
Oh.
In the first place, the mayor's waiting. Mm-hmm. And in the second place, Sam told you that the water heater is apt to blow up at any minute if you keep taking showers all the time.
You know, Sam doesn't know everything.
My brother knows a lot more about everything than you do, Elliot Whittlesey. And in addition, he happens to be a plumber. I want you to order that new heater.
But dearest, we can't afford...
Oh, we'll talk about it later, after the mayor and mother have gone. Here's your robe.
Oh, yes, thank you, dear. Your mother's here, too.
Don't you think you'd better put your slippers on?
Yes, slippers. Had them right here, slippers. There we are. Slippers. Wonder what the mayor wants.
Be careful how you handle him. Remember your job.
Yes, dear, yes. Shall I go now?
Wipe the hair out of your eyes.
Yes, Irma. Got it?
Go on, Mr. President.
Hello, Mayor Mitchell. Mother.
How's the boy orator today?
Very well, thank you, Mayor.
Very well, except from the head, you mean. Hmm? What are you trying to do, Elliot? Blow the house up? Sam told you that antiquated water heater was ready to go out any minute, and yet you spent hours in the shower running hot water.
I'm sorry, but you see, Mother, I kind of relax in the shower, and I like to relax.
And he makes such nice speeches in the shower. Huh. It's about the only time he ever says a word.
Well, you see, I'm all alone in the shower. When other people are around, I never get much chance to talk.
Oh, it's a pity. We all feel very sorry for you, Elliot. Pardon me, Mayor. I have things to do. Why Irma ever saw it in that man, she could have had a pick of half the men in Middletown.
I guess you must have made some pretty good speeches to her, Emma boy.
Yeah, I guess.
And so far as I'm concerned, you can spend all the time you like in the shower. However, on one of your watery flights of eloquence, I would be very grateful if you could compose a speech for me.
Another speech, Mayor?
Yes, my boy, another speech. You're the city librarian and handy with words, so you're just the man for the job.
Oh, thank you, sir.
As you know, my boy, next Saturday, the Ladies' Aid holds its annual picnic in Fairview Park. At that time, I would like to deliver an address that will rally the general public, along with George Gage and his organization, to our cause.
What is our cause, Mayor?
Why, the winning of the coming election, of course, which we can do with Gage's support.
I hate to appear ignorant, Mayor, but who is George Gage?
He hates to appear ignorant. That's a good one. Well, Elliot, maybe you haven't heard, but Gage happens to be the new head of the Farmers' Organization.
Oh?
This election is going to be a close one, I can tell you. The city is seething over the proposed issue of selling Fairview Park to the Johnson interest. So far, the farmer group hasn't made any statement of its stand on the issue, and whoever gets the support of Gage and his farmers will be mayor of Middletown.
Uh-huh. Well, I know I shouldn't ask, Mayor, but what are we, or rather, what are you going to do about Fairview Park?
Well, I suppose, being city librarian, you can be trusted. We plan a simple political move. Play for votes from all sides. Then, when we get in, we shall mold public opinion into selling to the Johnson people.
Oh, yeah. But suppose Mr. Gage and the farmers come out in opposition to selling the park. Won't they be terribly annoyed at you for deceiving them?
That's where you come in, my boy.
Me? Oh, that must be Sam. Irma told him to come over and talk to me about that water heater. I don't want a new water heater.
I'll get it.
Go ahead, Mary. You were going to tell me what I...
Yes, sir. Elliot, I'll need a speech that will praise the farmer. One that mentions his basic contribution to American life and all that sort of thing. Now, this is the crucial point. We must assure the farmer that no harmful outside influence will enter the city of Middletown. That should win them to our ticket. What do you say, my boy?
Well, don't you think that's dishonest, Mayor?
Of course it's not dishonest. We tell them no harmful influence will get into Middletown. Later, we show them that the Johnson outfit is not only harmless, but a great source of revenue for our city. You see?
Yeah, I guess I do see.
I'll need the speech in a couple of days. Will that rush you, Elliot?
Hi, Elliot. How's the bookworm today? Hiya, Mayor. Pardon me. Got to take care of a little business here. Now, about that hot water heater that's about to bust, Elliot, what size new one do you want? The big deluxe one?
I can't afford a new water heater right now.
About that? Want to blow the roof off your house or kill somebody, maybe?
You know better than I do, Sam. Okay, but I figured maybe the heater could wait a little while until the Christmas fund is paid up or something.
It can't wait. Do you want to tell me what model you want, or shall I use my own judgment?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but my ulcer demands that I get home to dinner. Have to feed him on time, you know. May I have that speech the day after tomorrow?
No.
What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mayor. I was saying no to Sam's proposal of a new water heater.
Elliot, don't be stupid. I tell you that water heater...
However, as far as the speech is concerned, Mayor, the same answer holds true.
What? You mean you won't write it?
Yes, I won't no.
Elliot, good to see you. Did I hear you say no to someone? What's going on here? What's all this shouting about? Elliot Whittlesey, what's come over you?
Nothing. Nothing but a firm resolve not to be a party to a fraud.
Elliot, that's the mayor you're speaking to.
I maintain there's nothing fraudulent in my proposed speech.
Look, I hate to be controversial, but the fraud lies not in what you propose to say, but in what you propose not to say.
What do you think you mean?
Just that you plan to sell Fairview Park to the Johnson people after you win the election.
Elliot, that's the mayor you're talking to.
It seems to me, Whittlesey, that for an underling, a mere city librarian, you display a great regard for that which doesn't concern you.
Underling? Oh, well, that does it.
Now, be careful, Elliot.
As an obscure underling, Mr. Mitchell, let me tell you some facts about the Johnson Company you wouldn't dare reveal to the farmers, either before or after the election.
I suggest you write the speech as I outlined it for you and leave well enough alone.
But in your speech, I couldn't tell the people that the Johnson name is just another front for the powerful chemical combine.
Where'd you find that out?
Nor could I tell them that the chemical products require an abundant source of water and access to transportation, and that Fairview Park is ideal because it's close to the river and the railroad depot.
Now, look here, Whittlesey.
Take it easy, Elliot.
I think the farmer would be particularly interested in the fact that Chemco has always found it cheaper to dump the chemical residue of its product into a river, thus polluting the water for miles downstream of their factory.
I think you've said enough, Whittlesey.
But I haven't pointed out that in three other small communities, Chemco has employed a tremendous amount of cheap labor and provided them with nothing but shacks to live in. Shacks that eventually become slums. None of these facts would you dare tell the citizens of Middletown.
Are you finished?
Well, I... I suppose so.
Well, that's caution. Now, I have two suggestions to make to you. Firstly, I suggest you keep all those so-called facts about the Johnson Company strictly under your own hat. Secondly, I suggest you write that speech as I outlined it to you and have it ready the day after tomorrow.
And if I should refuse...
May I remind you that should you refuse, you will no longer hold the position of city librarian.
You can take the job of city librarian and you can give it to somebody else. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, where do you think you're going, Elliot?
I'm going to take a shower and calm down.
I'm warning you, Elliot. You better not take any more showers. That old water heater's going to blow up any day now.
Better listen to Sam, you dunderhead. If the water heater does blow up, you'll never hear the last of it.
Yeah, you better wait until I install a new one.
You can take your new water heater and install it somewhere else. Goodbye to you, too. Huh. Guess I told them. Write another speech for that old phony. I dropped dead first. Imagine him hiding information like that about Kemco. Well, I suppose it'll be said of me that I'd rather be honest than city librarian. Maybe I can forget it while I take a shower. And that brother-in-law of mine. Ho-ho! A new water heater. Anything for a sale with that character. Why, our old water heater is as likely to blow up as I am to write that speech for the mayor. Oh, me! One water heater and one speech coming up.
And the curtain falls on Act One of the Movietown Radio Theater's presentation of Little Drops of Water, starring Mr. Eddie Albert. And now, here is our announcer.
It certainly does things up right, doesn't it, Mayor?
Yes, it's a lovely picnic, Mrs. Whittlesey. And you wrote an excellent speech, Ellie. I just hope I'll be able to deliver it.
What's the matter, Mayor?
Stomach, my boy.
Yeah?
Ate too much home cooking at the exhibits. Oh, what a way to get votes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, if worse comes to worst.
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 Bad.
Well, if worse comes to worst, you could give the speech. After all, you wrote it.
Oh, no, I'm sure I couldn't.
Oh, if this keeps up, you may have to. Ooh.
Oh, did you hear that, Mother? Mayor Mitchell ate too much and has a stomachache.
Oh, must have been Myrtle McCleary's persimmon chutney. That's too bad.
Yeah, the mayor's afraid I might have to give his speech.
That's worse.
That would be ridiculous.
Oh, well, maybe there won't be any speech. My corns are twinging.
Oh, Mother, don't be silly.
It'll rain, all right. My corns haven't been wrong for 50 years.
Oh, Elliot, I can't stand this pain. Here's the speech. Oh. Just make it loud.
No, I can't do it.
You'd better or we'll have a new librarian. Oh.
Mayor, why don't you let Mother and me take you to our house? We all think so much of you.
Yes, Mayor. I have a sure cure for tummy ache.
Oh, that's very kind of you, lady. Elliot.
Huh?
See that large man in the second row?
Yeah?
That's George Gage. Direct the whole speech to him. Remember, whoever controls Gage's vote will be the mayor of the...
Come on, Mayor. You look so peaceful.
We'll take care of you. Goodbye, Elliot.
Goodbye, dear.
Oh, my.
Speech!
It's time for a speech, eh? Where's the mayor?
Man, looks like that fellow Whittlesley's gonna substitute.
Fellow citizens.
That's a good beginning.
ladies and gentlemen, I regret to announce that Mr. Mitchell, that is the mayor, or rather, I should say the Honorable Mr. Mitchell.
What's honorable about old Moneybag Mitchell?
As I was about to say, the mayor has been temporarily, shall we say, indisposed?
That's one way of putting it.
As I was about to say... Rain! Oh, thank heaven.
and Mother's corns. Now I won't have to make this dreadful speech. What a relief. That rain feels so good. So warm and relaxing. It's almost like a shower bath. Now, if I were mayor of Middletown, I would say,
Ladies and gentlemen, the big issue before Middletown citizens in the next election will be the proposed sale of Fairview Park to the Johnson Company. I would like to put the facts before you and then let you decide the fate of this proposition with your ballots. First, you should know that the Johnson Company is a subsidiary of the vast Kemco Combine. Now, in case you haven't heard of Kemco, it is a firm...
Stretch right out there on the sofa, Mayor.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll turn on the radio so you can hear Elliot.
That should be good for a stomach, eh? I'll just go in the kitchen and mix you a cup of hot cabbage tea, Mayor.
Oh, that's very kind of you, ladies. Very kind indeed. I suppose the rain stopped Elliot from delivering my address, but it won't hurt to be sure.
Kemco finds it cheaper to dump this chemical residue back into the river. This action pollutes the water for miles, and in time ruins the land along the riverbank.
Why, that double-crossing middle worm!
What in heaven's name is he doing?
And so, unless you want slums, crime, smoke, filth, and pollution to enter our beautiful little city of Middletown, be sure your candidate for mayor is committed to keeping the Johnson interests away from our borders. I thank you. That's what I'd say if I were mayor.
Why, he didn't even realize he was in front of a microphone.
Turn it off, Emma. I've got to think.
Oh, yes, Mayor.
Now, let's see. Judging from the silence that followed Elliot, everybody must have left the park when it started to rain. That's good.
But what about the radio audience?
That's bad. Well, let's see. I have it. Nobody's ever heard Elliot on the radio. We'll say that some practical joker took advantage of my illness in the rainstorm to have a little harmless fun. It might be difficult, but maybe we can patch it up. I hope.
Oh, just wait till I get my hands on Mr. Elliot Whittlesey.
Mother, Irma, Mayor Mitchell.
Elliot Whittlesey. How could you have done a horrible thing like that?
Hmm?
Whatever were you thinking of?
Thinking? With what?
Well, I... Oh!
Go on, you Benedict Arnold. This should be very interesting.
Oh, dear me. Oh, well, when the rain started to fall, well, it felt so much like a shower bath, I felt like dreaming out loud. I guess I was sort of carried away.
But why did you have to be transported in front of a microphone?
In front... A microphone? Was there a microphone?
Oh, now I've heard everything. How do you suppose we heard you?
Oh, that's right.
I swear someday he's going to say he's alive.
The radio station must have thought you were a substitute speaker, which of course you were not.
Oh, dear, dear, I'm sorry.
That's a big help.
The rain emptied the park, I hope.
Well, just about.
Everyone didn't leave?
Well... All but one.
Only one. Oh, that's good. Maybe we can squelch this yet. Did you recognize the one who stayed?
I think it was Mr. Gage.
Gage?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Are you sure?
No, I'm not positive. There was one man standing a long way from the stage. It looked like Mr. Gage. Of course, in the rain and everything, I could be mistaken.
Well, let's hope you are.
Well, you folks, just saw that rub over to catch up on the latest. And when I was coming up the walk, I ran into this guy who says he wants to see you, Elliot.
Oh, do you want to see me, sir?
Yes, Mr. Whittlesey. My name is George Gage.
Well, 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 my old friend Georgie.
Pardon my appearance, Mr. Whittlesey, but I stood in the rain to hear your speech.
Now, look here, Gage, I can explain everything.
I'm sure you can, Mayor. But there's only one thing I want to know, and only one man can give me the answer. Mr. Whittlesey, was that speech you made founded on facts? Was it the truth?
Watch what you say, Elliot.
You see, Mr. Gage, my husband is given to daydreaming.
The darndest wool gatherer you ever saw.
Yeah, real crackpot.
Was it the truth, Mr. Whittlesey?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no,
that's all I want to know. Mr. Whittlesey, the organization I represent would like you to be our candidate for the office of mayor of Middletown in the next election.
Oh, no.
Now look what you've done, Elliot.
Oh, I honestly don't think I'm equipped to run for mayor, Mr. Gage.
I'll say he's not. Why, he can't make a speech unless he's standing in the shower bath or the rain.
And you can't always order a rainstorm. Why, he's making a laughing stock with the whole campaign.
I'm a little confused, Mr. Whittlesey. Could they be right?
I'll say they're right. This character's tongue-tied without his shower bath.
You know, this sounds a trifle silly.
You'll find Elliot a trifle silly.
But your speech was so sincere and honest. Is it possible that you actually need the artificial aid of a shower to bring the truth to the people?
No.
Oh, boy, he died.
What was that you said?
I said no. No man should require anything more than his conscience to speak the truth.
And if that's all you ask of your candidate, Mr. Gage, that he speak the truth, I accept your very gracious offer to run for mayor of Middletown.
That's wonderful. I have a number of things to take care of, so I'll just run along. But before I go, let me say I'm happy we're to work together. And with the organization behind us, I can safely say you will be the next mayor of Middletown, Elliot.
Well, thank you, George.
I'll call you tomorrow. Goodbye. Oh, don't bother. I'll let myself out.
I suppose you realize this finishes you as city librarian.
I suppose you realize this finishes you as mayor.
We'll see about that.
I think you better leave, Mr. Mitchell.
Why, you insolent little pipsqueak, I'll have you...
You might be interested to know that when I'm mayor, I intend to have some of your shady deals thoroughly investigated.
Oh, no, Elliot. Dear boy. No, have a heart. I'm an old man.
I think you better go now. Go on.
Of course, Elliot, anything you say. I'll be sure to continue as librarian until you're ready to vacate.
Well, Mr. Big Shot, what next?
First, my darling mother-in-law, I suggest you speak to me in a civil manner or not at all.
What?
You've gotten away with murder for a long time now. Our household has been in a constant upheaval because of your bitter tongue. Oh. In short, you've been a small-time tyrant, and it's got to stop.
A tyrant?
Yes.
Me, a small-time tyrant?
Yes, you.
Oh, how could you be so mean? How dare you make my mother cry?
Yes, and that goes for you, too. If there's one thing a man in the public eye must have, it's a harmonious home. Now, if the two of you can't cooperate to produce such a home, I suggest you both pack your bags, go to Reno, and divorce me.
What's happened? You don't love me anymore.
Pardon me, Elliot, but about that water heater...
Yeah, put a new one in as soon as you can.
Oh, no need for that. I could repair the old one. And...
Don't argue with me. I said install a new water heater. I'll need warm water to help me relax.
Yes, Elliot.
I wish you two would stop crying now long enough to hear this. From now on, I'll compose my speeches in the living room.
No need for that, darling. I'll bring a chair in the bathroom and take them down in shorthand while you shower.
Well, it's nice of you to offer, dear, but I think it's time that I stopped relying on little drops of water. And besides, I don't want my opponents to say Elliot Whittlesey is all wet.
And the curtain falls on Act Two of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of Little Drops of Water, starring Mr. Eddie Albert, who returns for a curtain call in just a moment.
And here's our star, Mr. Eddie Albert. Eddie, that was a grand performance, and I'd vote for you anytime.
Well, thank you, Les. Here's your cigar. And if you have any babies around, I'll be glad to kiss them.
No, it's all right, Eddie. Your campaign is over. You can relax.
Relax? Well, not before Election Day. I feel as though I have a stake in the outcome. In Middletown, anyhow.
Well, you mean you're not going to try for the presidency this year?
Well, I'm already president, you see.
Do you feel all right?
Well, president of Eddie Albert Productions. Yeah, we make educational and industrial 16-millimeter films.
Well, that sounds like a pretty idealistic program, Eddie, and from what I hear around town, pretty badly needed.
Oh, it's not lofty ideals alone makes me manufacture educational films. It's a profitable business as well.
But I thought you limited yourself to your very profitable acting career.
Oh, I'm ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous means that you can use either hand, Eddie.
Sure. I can take money in with either hand. I'm not fussy.
Well, I happen to know you're doing more than that with your 16-millimeter films. You're doing a fine educational job. But don't give up acting, Eddie. We need you.
Oh, thanks, Les. I'll be around. I'll be available for radio shows, too, Les. Well, it was grand working with you. I'd also like to thank the splendid cast for their help, particularly Herb Butterfield, who played the mayor, the old skinflint.
Thank you, Eddie Albert.
Goodbye, Les.
Goodbye.
In our cast, you heard Mr. Eddie Albert as Elliot, Eve McVeigh as Irma, Regina Wallace as the mother, Herb Butterfield as the mayor, Ken Christie as Sam, and Bob Bruce as Gage. Little Drops of Water was written by Tom Dixon, edited by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by yours truly, Les Mitchell. We're very happy you could arrange to be in our radio theater this week. We hope you'll set your schedule so that you can be with us each and every week. We'll be on hand with specially selected radio plays starring Hollywood's outstanding stars. Join us, won't you?